Luke chapter 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the top tax collector, and he was rich. And he tried to see Jesus, who he was, but couldn't because of the crowd, because he was a short man. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "See, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "This day has salvation come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because it was near Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God would immediately appear. He said, "Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds and said to them, 'Occupy until I return.' But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, 'We won't have this man to rule over us.' And when he returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded those servants to be called to him to whom he had given the money, so he would know how much every man had gained by trading. Then the first came and said, 'Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, "Well, you good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, "Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, "You are also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, "Lord, see, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take up what you didn't lay down, and reap what you didn't plant." And he said to him, "Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was an austere man, taking up what I didn't lay down, and reaping what I didn't plant. Why then didn't you put my money in the bank, so that at my return I could have required my own plus interest?" And he said to those who stood by, "Take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "Lord, he has 10 pounds. For I say to you, that to everyone who has shall be given, and from him that doesn't have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. But those enemies of mine who didn't want me to rule over them, bring here and kill them before me." And when he had said that, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And when he had come near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples and said, "Go into the village opposite you, in which at your entering you will find a colt tied, on which never man has sat. Untie him and bring him here. And if any man asks you, 'Why do you untie him?' you say, 'Because the Lord needs him.' And those who had been sent went their way and found like he'd said to them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of him.' And they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their garments on the colt, and they set Jesus on him. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he had come near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to him, Master, rebuke your disciples. And he told them, I tell you that if these would be quiet, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he had come near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things that belong to your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the day shall come on you that your enemies shall dig a trench around you and surround you and keep you in on every side, and shall lay you even with the ground and your children within you, and they won't leave in you one stone on another, because you didn't know the time of your visitation. And he went into the temple and began to throw out those who sold there and those who bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people tried to destroy him, and couldn't find anything to do, for all the people listened closely to him.